and cross them. You had to always take that chance. Well, like the Emmett River to have a bridge, you know, over here around Gunnel Springs. But these small creeks, some of them get swimming though.
Get swimming?
Yes, sir, to a team, even a horse, yes, sir, they get swimming. Gotcha. Those, most of them now are canals. They've been, most all of them now have been cut out and made canals. And they drain out about an hour. Of course, they got bridges on them too, where there's a road, you know. Not that all they used to do.
Yeah. That's something. Well?
Yeah, it's something.
Now, you used to, when you had it, you'd to straighten your hair, you'd use either a comb or a
brush.
Yeah, you take that and...
Yeah, comb generally.
Comb?
Comb's been something. It's been with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to comb your hair, you...
Brush it.
Brush it, yeah.
Yeah.
What, did you remember your father having a... Would he ever shave with a straight razor?
Oh, yeah, I did
and
that.
And he sharpened it on a...
Oh, yeah, I did that for years, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I had a couple of them.
Sharpening on them old leather?
Straps. Yeah. Yeah. That's for the safety razor come along, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I got burned out in 46. And I lost all of that kind of stuff right here. Rebuilt.
You burned out? What happened?
This bar got me. Burnt the house down.
I'm sorry to hear that. Hmm. You built this one in 46?
Started in 46. I wound it up, I guess, in late 47 because I had a pretty hard go. I didn't have no insurance, you know. I had a pretty hard go.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, now, in a rifle, you would put... Now, in a gun, you put shells, right? In a rifle, you put...
cartridges.
Yeah. Yeah.
Used to load them with a muzzle when I was a boy. Called it a muzzle loader. You had your shot, your powder, you had your powder, your shot. Then you had a cap or a primer.
I've seen them.
Yeah. You had a dry, I mean, put a wad, put your powder down, put a wad on it.
And the drug, and?
Put your shot on there and put another wad on that. And then back here you had a, on the tube, you put that cap on there and then had a hammer on it, you know.
On the tube?
Tube's what the... Yeah, that tube had a hole that went through it down into where your powder was.
Yeah.
And that there cap on there, when that hammer hit it, you know, it would ignite that thing, you know, and...
Yeah.
Fire would go down there and shoot.
That's something.
Yeah.
Well, when you were younger, Mr. Charlie, can you tell me about some of the games you played and things you did?
Well, we didn't have much games then, I don't think, that I could think of.
Well, the children in the family, would they ever play anything, you know, at dusk or late, getting late?
Oh, yeah, rip and romp, you know, yeah.
Rip and romp?
Yeah, run, play.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to play out. I was a boy, we used to... stick horse, you call it, you know, get a stick about 5 feet long and call it our horse, you know, and put us a string on it, you know, for our lines, you know. But still, we was doing all the extra walking.
Yeah, you was doing the work.
Yeah, we used to have a game we called Hail Over a Ball, you know, shoes up swimming on each side of the house, you know, and if the ball come over and you caught it, well, you know, you'd run around there, and if you hit somebody with that ball before they got to the center, well, they had to come over on your side, you know. You'd see which side would win out that way, you know.
Before they got to the center?
Before they got to the center of the building, you know.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. If you could hit them before they passed that, well, they was clear, you know.